This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Oh, we are Pila God. Yeah, Pila, welcome to MUT Radio. Ah, oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So I want you to take us on a journey, ne? So tell us a little bit about Upila. Before we go on to your musical background, tell us a little bit about Upila. What's Upila ubani? Upila wakula gupi? Wakula eingane njani?
Well, Upila, it's a young boy from KZN Richards Bay. Ndaweni yakwaSokhulu. Igama lakhe lokuzalwa Siyabonga ekhaya. Khulele kwaSokhulu, ngafunda khona kwaSokhulu. Then by 10 I came to Durban.
Yeah.
It's when I did my grade 10 and my grade 11. And then until I decided to drop out of school and pursue my music full time. Bengihlala khona la. Emhlabeni.
Emhlabeni alingani?
No, khona indaba ukuthi semhlabeni.
Oh,
nala iSilver City ngike ngahlala. Yeah, so bengithenga la kwaMnyandu, bengidlula nje la every day.
Wow.
So until I went to Johannesburg, that's when I then established myself as an artist. I was homeless for a couple of months, two years. And then until I met my manager, I was busking on the street in Randburg Square. So that's pretty much the summary of who I am.
So you said, you dropped out of school,
yeah,
so that you could pursue music full time.
Yes.
That takes a great level of bravery.
I know.
And passion. Because, first of all, what's ringing in my head is my mother's voice screaming at me, uyengiskolo. So I can only imagine, Uguti, did you go through the same thing? Like, how did your parents take it?
Well,
did they understand the vision?
I never gave them chance to even engage me about it, you know, because I did what I did and I was ready to face the consequences. And fortunately, I didn't have to face them right away. You know, I just dropped out, started doing my things around Durban until I met this other guy. I was busking in Gateway. Until I met this guy who said to me, you know what, let's just go to Joburg, man. I know a lot of people in Johannesburg that I can introduce you to that are going to help you, like, establish your foundation in Johannesburg. And I was like, cool. The money we made that day, we took that money, we bought a bus ticket to travel at night.
Yeah.
The following day, we were in Johannesburg.
Yeah.
That's how it started. Then I was Ngifikele Maboneng. There's a place called Maboneng.
Maboneng, yeah.
Yeah, Ngifikele Kona, and then
Siyazele Ithombeni, Nkosi yami. Yeah.
Ngifikele Kona ke, and then performed on the streets of Maboneng for a very long time. Then, but I think I did like 2 months full in Maboneng.
And Pila, in my head, I'm thinking, Uguti, yo, what great level of resilience and passion you must have had to still continue and push even though isimo sasinzima. What kept you going during that time, even though you could see Uguti, hey, ngatsakhlangani
la? I think it's a bigger picture. I was not
moved by the circumstances.
Yeah, I was not worried about how I live now. I was not worried about the pain that I'm feeling now, because the main thing to me was, you know, if abantu bephila, you don't, I'm not good to mangagana na machakhlabayo and usulimele kangakanani. You know, mawubona abantu bephila ngento eyenzayo, that gives you another drive, which, you know, just go, man. Go forward. Ucile uzoshaya endukwini. You know.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. And then I met my manager, the rest was history. Yeah.
Okay, so Pila Dlozi, is it anyway, in any kind of way, connected to Amandlozi akho, the name?
Yes. Bengisahlala la eThekwini.
Yeah.
I think I had it like a year in Johannesburg. When I came back, I went home. It was the first time I went home after I dropped out of school.
Yeah.
You know, I had to face my parents.
How was that like?
I just went to my grandmother's house.
Yeah.
And then, kukhona into ebizwa ngesiyenze. It's just a form of appreciation to our ancestors, you know, just to tell them, no, we see you, you're there, and we feel you. Thank you for your work, you know. So so the name came about when I sent she was so happy and it just came out and was like, oh, Piladlos, you know. To her it was just a thing that she was saying, but that was Ukuzalwa Piladlos.
Yeah, I just felt like it was really important for us to go back, you know, and get to know you before we even dive into the musical background, so that we understand ukuthi ubani uPhiladlozi nokuthi ufike kanjani kule ndawo kuyona manje. Yeah. So take us on a journey, man, about your musical background. Like, how did it start?
Did you always have a love for music? Always. From primary, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I liked. I knew who I wanted to be, you know. So I started as a gospel leader.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, in high school.
Yeah.
You know, school competitions. That's where I started. Went to high school. The high school from my hood doesn't do music, but I'll steal the whole.
You'd still do it.
And teach music. You know, and they'll punish me. Tomorrow I'll steal it again. You know, I'll do it again and again and again. And then I decided, you know what, let me I went for auditions in Mpangeni. Jazz Celebration was auditioning.
Yeah.
So I went there, and then I was lucky. They took me. That's how I relocated to Durban.
Yeah.
You know, and then I came to Durban, tried with them, didn't work. I left them. I came to Umlaz. I stayed in Umlaz. When I was working with them, I was staying in town.
Yeah.
And I just came back to Umlaz and got myself a shack. And appeal. Came across a group of boys, tried to put them together. We created a group, and the group was really good.
It was really good.
It was called Brothers Musical Group. And then
it didn't work out.
It didn't work out again. You know, when you're dealing with a group of people, it's not always. You're always gonna find that maybe two people out of 14 boys, two people have the vision that you have.
Yeah.
And the rest doesn't see, and the rest don't see the vision, you know. So that was the case. And then I just felt like I was in a cage, man. I wanted to do more.
Yeah.
That's when I left.
You felt like they were holding you back.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be the pessimist, but I feel like groups just don't work, because we've seen that a lot in the industry. A lot of people go solo after having been in a group. So I think it does speak to Lento Guti. If we don't have the same vision, it's not going to work out.
No.
But that was quite interesting. Hey, that is absolutely interesting to see how it started. And from hearing you speak and hearing your story, I think it's safe to say that music is the love of your life.
Oh, definitely.
You would give anything, if not everything, for music.
But before music, the love of my life is black people. You know, it's African people, it's young people, and more especially a young man. Because I believe that if you want to change the world, you need to touch a young man's heart. You know.
Yes.
If Onkumundu, a young boy, can change the world, you know, because we're gonna have less cases of rape, less cases of crime, less cases of
GBV,
you know, all those things. Yeah. And then the world becomes a better place.
It does.
Know,
it
to
does.
Raise kids, to, you know, so I feel like we should pay more attention into a young man's life to make sure that they know of a good path before they even see the world.
Absolutely.
You know, by the time they get to the world, they know where to go. They know how to move. They know how to treat people. They don't know how to speak to people, you know. And then the world is just going to change. Everyone is gonna be obsessed with finding their own purposes, you know. Then we become a bigger and better nation.
Yeah.
You know, so I love my people. I love black people. And definitely I love my music.
Yeah. That's very profound because you're a young man yourself.
Yeah.
But that is quite profound. And I do believe Ukuthi, not that it's a bad thing, Ukuthi mesikhula kufocuswa kakhulu kuthina amantombazane, like instilling certain values and nokutshela ukuthi we mustn't do certain things. I think in the midst of that, the younger boys, not ukuthi parents completely forget about them, but not as the same amount of effort is taken into actually, you know, helping them to know it's okay, you need to have these kind of values, you know, giving them counsel, giving them guidance. That's usually done a lot with females, yabo, because also futhi there's a shortage of really good male role models, yabo. Yeah, so I think that's very profound.
But then
mm-hmm.
you know, the society pays more attention to women, but when now men start becoming animals, they don't look at it like that. They just say men are animals, but they never paid attention to men from growing up. They never paid attention. Amantombazane ayemhlangeni. You know, every culture has
yeah
a platform where they teach young girls how to treat themselves, how to
sexual purity, you know. Yeah,
we never have those things.
That's what I mean.
In our black communities for men, you know.
Yeah.
Because those platforms are meant to teach us how to treat people as a whole, how to treat women, you know. You know, knowing ukuthi umuntu osifazane usho ukuthini kuwena, that's a big thing, because it gives you a certain
perspective
and consciousness, you know.
Yeah.
So when men start being animals, turning into animals, we just say, ah, men are trash, men are animals.
Yeah.
But what are you doing to change that?
That's a really
You have
question.
A boy child. What are you doing to make sure that your boy child doesn't grow up and become an animal? You know?
Yeah.
So I feel like young men are abandoned since growing up. You know?
Yeah.
They never get to teach us about sex life. The importance of not sleeping with a lot of women. They don't teach us about those things.
Yeah, they teach you the opposite.
You know, they teach you the opposite.
Yeah.
You know.
We won't get into
so,
that.
So, I feel like indaba iqala lapho.
Yeah.
Iqala lapho indaba. And nabo baba, they shouldn't be scared engaging their kids about matters like this, because they make a man. You know. Or mama, they shouldn't be scared. They shouldn't feel like she's the one who needs to teach a girl, but not a boy. What if uba bagekora?
Yeah, because that happens a lot.
It happens a lot, you know. So because uba bageke tuzane kushuguti ngizoyekelwa ngibole ngiphila ngife ngiphila just because uba bageko, just because umama feel like it's not her place to teach me how a man should behave. You know.
Yeah.
So I think that there should be a balance there. Then we're going to have a peaceful country, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah. But that's a conversation on its own. It's a conversation on its own, but that definitely is very powerful. Now, Pila, back to the music. How would you describe your musical genre?
Source of wisdom, inspiration, and uniting the human race.
Yeah,
basically.
Since you did speak about loving your people,
That's what I'm for.
That's what you're for.
Yeah, entertainment. I'm sorry. until I got.
Yeah, ufuna ukuphusha le nto yobuntu.
Yes.
Yeah, and unity.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so we just need to live life, man, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like we don't have to forget what happened in the past, but we need to move from the past, you know. The reason why it's called the past is because it's behind.
It's behind us,
you know.
Yeah.
The future, we don't have control over past, but we have control over the future.
Yeah.
Because future starts here at the present.
Absolutely.
You know, so we have all the powers to control the present, and we control the future. So let's just focus on the present, and then the present is going to give birth to a better future.
A better future.
You know, past is what's done, it's done. They did us dirty, yes. We haven't forgotten. But what are we doing to move forward to make sure they never make the same mistake? You know?
Yeah.
So it's just wisdom, man.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely am imparting a lot on this wisdom. Yeah, you're pouring a lot into us. So what has been your biggest musical influences? I know everyone who does music has an influence or has motivation or, for lack of a better word, role models. People they looked up to growing up and they were like, okay, if I had to do music full time, I would do music that maybe would be similar to this person.
Well, my influence is my ancestors. And I don't know how it's like to write a song.
Really?
No.
Wow. I was about to ask you that. Because do you write your own music?
Like, I don't know how it's like to write a song. I don't have a paper. They're always in studio when I'm recording. They can tell you.
Just wake up with the song?
Yeah.
You.
And I'm too young to speak about the things I'm speaking about. So my ancestors are the influence, are the writers of my music. You know, I'm just a mouthpiece, just a vessel, you know, to deliver whatsoever they have to say. You know, and if it makes other people uncomfortable, I'm sorry, it's not me. You know, it's not me, it's my ancestors. You piss them off then, so now they're just going on and on, you know. So my ancestors are the biggest influence in my music.
In your music.
And secondly, my people. Again. Yeah.
So since you're mentioning, Guguti, you don't know what it is to actually write a song, because you just wake up with a song, and you're a vessel of your ancestors. More as a performer, though, like a live performance, how do you typically prepare for that?
Well, before that, because that's a big day, ngiyalindela, ngiyaliphahlela. Uma ngifika futhi nase stage, ngifike ngishise impepho, ngibazise ukuthi hayi, sengiyasebenza manje. You know,
because
they need to embody me. You know, I'm too young, and I think I'm too fragile to handle such, you know, people. That those are different spirits, those are different beings. You know, and sometimes abanye abantu baya faint a stage, you know, just because they can't cope with the energy, the energies that are in the house, you know.
Yeah.
So they help me, like I wear them. The minute I get on stage, I wear them and they wear me, because I am them and they are me.
Yeah, I think you do wear them, because there is a lot of heaviness in the air. So tell us about ingoma yakho le na ethi Amalobolo.
Amalobolo. Wow.
Love is, well, in the air.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I believe so. Everyone gets to a stage where they are in love.
Very true.
They are comfortable with,
they're safe
being in the sharing life with someone in an intimate way.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm glad I found love one day, and it's been treating me well.
It's been treating you well.
Yeah, it's been treating me well
to a point where omalume ubathumele noma vele subathumelile.
No, I haven't. That's another conversation. But that's the dream, you know.
That's the dream.
Yeah, that's every man's dream, you know. To multiply your lineage.
Uzofika. Thank you for your vulnerability, man. A lot of people, especially artists, when you ask them about things like that, they'll avoid the question. So thank you for your vulnerability to actually be able to share that with us. Yeah, it's beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing. I always say, Guti, it's not love, it's us. Yeah. Leave love alone. So are there any upcoming gigs or shows that you've planned?
Yeah, I'm playing on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Where?
I wish people can pull through. I'm playing at Bed Center, Pindubale Kofi, one-man show on Saturday.
On Saturday, what time?
From 1 until late. Until 5, yeah. Yeah, from 1 until 5.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. So also, where can people follow you on social media if they want to connect with you?
Social media, on Instagram, it's Pilalozi. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Pilalozi. Twitter, @ Pilalozi. And then TikTok, Pilalozi.
Yeah.
And then the tickets, you can get them at Combi Tickets, and you can get them at the door. It's 250, if I'm not mistaken. 200 or 250 between the two, and then it's $200, and then VIP is 350.
VIP is 350. Okay.
Yeah.
So please repeat your social media networks one more time.
Pilalozi on Instagram, and then on Twitter @ Pilalozi, on Facebook it's Pilalozi, and TikTok it's Pilalozi. Please follow me on TikTok. My TikTok account is. Yes,
it's buzzing.
But there's so much to learn from it.
Yeah.
So I just wish people can follow me, please.
Okay, we definitely will. So as we wrap up, what do you hope people can take away from your music?
It's the wisdom and the pride and resilience.
Resilience,
you know, identity. You know, a man with no identity, that man is a trouble in the world. You know, because whatever that is introduced to him, Uguti, what's the impact to the people? He doesn't care because he has no identity. He has nothing to protect. He has
nothing to stand for.
You know, nothing to stand for. So I just wish people can identify themselves. You know, find out who you are. If you are Tonga, find out about your lineage. Find out more about yourself, about your ancestors, about your clan. You know, if you're Zulu, find more about yourself. Read about the Zulu history, how Zulu Nation came about.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to give you a pride that you can never buy. Gucci can never give you that pride. Any other luxury brand can never give you that pride.
True.
You know. Yeah. Nabo njengamanje mangathiwa kungena ibutho leinsizwa lapha wonke umuntu la kuzovuka ukuthi hey no man, you know, uma umZulu zozo umuntu umZulu ngeke uzungeke ngeke azacela ukuthi gigiza ke mntombi ma umZulu ngeke uzicela ukuthi ayigigiza izogigiza yabo kuzovuka lokho ukuthi hey no umZulu mina ngiyayazi lento le, you know, it's identity. So people are, I just wish people can embrace their identity,
embrace their heritage, courtesy of it actually being Africa Month. So we're celebrating, but not only just Africa Month, but
should be every day.
Every day. Yeah, it's embrace it. Pilar, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a very insightful conversation, and I feel like we also got to know you a bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but thank you also for your gift of music, and we do hope Uguti people connect more and more with it.
Yeah, bonga kakhulu. Thank you so much for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.